The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We learned over the weekend the results of some recent polls. Nearly half of folks say that leaders should be more like Donald Trump. This is in a Rasmussen poll, which showed that a new poll that 73% of likely Republican voters said that the party leaders should be more like President Donald Trump. On our guest line, Drew McKissick. Does that surprise you, Mr. McKissick?
Not at all. Not at all. And one of the things that we saw that was unfortunately unique, I guess would be a way to put it, in President Trump over the course of the last 5 years since he really came on the scene when he first announced that he was going to run back in 15, was authenticity. I think if you could sum it up in one word, the thing that really stood out to voters around the country was that he was authentic. And we've seen so many years of, for lack of a better way to put it, plastic politicians, things that are sort of prepackaged and all seem similar and familiar. And he was completely and totally authentic in what he believed, what he said about what he believed. You got a guy who could walk up to a podium and sit there without notes for 2 hours and just freestyle on what he thought. It was refreshing and unique. And I think from a messaging standpoint, there's a lot that other Republicans can learn from the way he communicated.
Yep. Yep. Now, we learned also over the weekend that President Trump is expected to make his first public appearance since leaving the Oval Office in January at CPAC this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Great venue for him to have his first coming out, if you will. Typically, next generation of conservative leaders, typically folks who get started or get their start, so to speak, at CPAC, hearing from other conservatives as they kind of begin to get involved in the political system. And going back to what I said a second ago, I think if there's anything that they can learn, anything that our future politicians can learn, if the ones that are there now won't learn, it is the authenticity. It is not being afraid to stand up for what you believe. Don't apologize for it. We have so many candidates nowadays who, when they get called out on what they believe, they want to hide under the desk, so to speak. Don't call me names. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. That's not Donald Trump, and I think that's one thing people appreciated.
Yep. Well, and as you said just a minute ago, Mr. Chairman, Donald Trump said what he thought. Now, sometimes that was great. Sometimes you're kind of cringing, thinking, "Well, you might have put that a little bit differently." But you never had to guess at what the man was thinking.
No, not at all, not at all. And again, that goes back to what people appreciating someone who will stand up for what they believe. And I mean, whether it is artfully or inartfully communicated.
Yeah.
The point is the sentiment there, though, again, with people appreciating someone who is just authentic about what they believe and why.
Yeah.
And that was just refreshingly unique. And I think that's something that we would be well served by having more people who would take up that way of getting their message across.
Yeah. Of course, next year, we're all starting to work now towards next year and regaining control of the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, two of our neighboring states, key races. There's a lot of talk that Laura Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, may run for the Senate in North Carolina. We learned last week David Perdue announcing that he's going to take another shot at a different Senate seat in Georgia. First, Laura Trump, what's your response to that?
Yeah, I've heard the rumors. I don't know if it's true or not. I know in this environment right now, that sort of thing is just, easy to get legs and it sort of gets on the life, takes on a life of its own. You pretty much got, I'd say, another 6 months. You get to the late summer of this year before things really begin to get, you know, in high gear as far as who is and is not going to run in 22, you know, about the time that you would begin to put a campaign together, or if it's going to be the people who are going to help put their campaigns together, you know, as in, you know, President Trump, you know, who he may be helping raise money and primary candidates he may support in 22. I'm sure you're going to see a lot of that. But, you know, it's early.
Yeah. Yep. Well, but it's not early from the sense that party reorg is going to be happening here, starting in a few weeks. Now, talk with us about the best place to get information. And I've been seeing a lot of different things on social media and gotten some emails from people saying they were confused about the right site to go to get information. Yeah. So tell us, walk us through that on where people need to be getting the information, how they register for their precinct meetings.
You can go to sc.gop/getlocal, sc.gop/getlocal. We have a sign up form there on that page. We have links to various different counties with dates that are coming up in March. Just again, it depends on which county you live in. Dates and locations for initial organizational meetings, precinct meetings as we call them, will be held in March. And that's the first place to go. Go there, sign up. If you're not on our email list, go there, sign up, get on the list. And you will receive emails from us starting later this week in terms of the dates that are coming up in your area, so we can make sure that you know where to go, who to contact in order to get involved. We need as many people as we can. Campaigns, politics, political parties, it's about people. It's about manpower. Yeah. It's about organization. The more people we have, the better off we're going to be. And the more good results we'll be able to see in terms of policy, just like we did last week with the heartbeat bill. I know you talked a good bit about that, but that was just a great victory and a great example of what can happen whenever we get more conservatives elected to public office. And that starts with you getting involved. You can go to sc.gop/getlocal.
Now, will all of the precinct meetings, they'll all be in March, right?
Yes, sir. All
just
around the state.
Just different dates, yeah.
Every county typically has different days, different locations, depending on how large the county is. They'll probably spread it out over a couple of different meetings.
Yep, yep. All right, and that's again, that's where it all starts coming up next month. So, Chairman Drew McKissick, always good to talk with you. Hope you have a great week, and we'll check in again next week.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, Joey. Thank you.
All right, seriously.